This week's episode of Radio Labyrinth is produced by Dennis Davis, Wendy Muller, Mike Spittler, Sean Hall, Jonathan Wilson, and Andrew Hopkins.
She's wired, man.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
And now the Radio Labyrinth singers present the Radio Labyrinth Patreon the patrons as performed by Autumn Fisher.
You've got Aaron Roberts, Al Dawson, Emma Gilpatrick, and then there's Andrew Harbin, and don't forget Andrew Hopkins, Beth Ann Elswick, Brandon Price. And then there's Brian Jackson, Brooks Asmore, and Buck Monterey, Chad Shepard, Chris Knight, and Chris Wyndand, and Christopher Continent, Colin O'Man, Dallas Walker, and Dan Carroll, Daniel Pipster, and Downey, David C. Funkin, Dimple, Debbie McDonald, Dennis Reynolds, Dennis Davis, Dustin Lawler, Emily Warren, Eric, Amal Strom, Garrett Campbell, Gordon Drummond, Elliot Herb Lamb, Jeremy Truman, John Burnett, John Brothers, Jonathan Wilson, Rosa, Jose Perales, Keith Day, Kevin Stokey, Betty, Leslie Haney, Leslie Norman, Luke Vaughn, Nick Leo, Ken McKinnon, Mark Piero, Mark Wyland, Matt Carter, Mike, oh my Spencer, Nicholas, Robert Haley, Ruben Aguilar, Rusty Weinberg, Ryan Yarmus, and Seth Ingram, Sean, Paul Stephanie Kiminski, and this Trent Wimbler and Wendy Muller.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Jeff Leboff, Stephanie Swain, Autumn Fisher, and sometimes effin' Ira Malkin.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 134 of Radio Labyrinth. Happy WSB anniversary. It's 1 year, I believe, we started recording in the studio a year ago.
Yeah, Jeff just told me that. I didn't know that. I said, how did you know? And he said, well, Facebook memories.
Yeah, Facebook memories, yep. But now that we've moved out of the WSB, no. Okay.
That's not a big secret anymore. It used to be a big secret that we were recording here.
The Bat Cave.
Because you're filthy as fuck.
Well, I know we are. Autumn is the worst. Hi, Autumn.
I've heard that.
Hi.
Autumn's here. Jeff Leboff is here.
Howdy.
Ira's here.
I'm here.
Fucking Ira.
Fucking Ira.
I brought a friend this week.
Brian?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Brian McClenning is with me.
Yeah.
Who I've known for 25 years. And he and I started.
God. Oh, age.
Did you meet here in New Jersey?
Here.
We met here.
Okay.
But we're both from up north. And yeah,
from
we started.
Connecticut.
Connecticut, okay.
You know,
you're an elitist.
Little, yeah.
Most expensive state in the country?
The most
Connecticut
expensive.
Connecticut is?
Yeah.
It's got like three of the richest cities in the country.
That's where I want to go.
Yes.
Mine wasn't one of them, but.
I got offered a job once in, I forget the name of the town. It was a small town.
Yeah.
It was right on the train line.
Stamford?
No.
Greenwich?
No.
Greenwich would be.
I forget the name of it.
Westport? No.
Yeah. See, even all the names sound fucking regal.
Milford.
Oh, Milford, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
And there are a lot of, you know, single old ladies there.
And really?
Nice. Milford.
Anyway, I got offered a job there that right before the regular guys, second or third go around, whatever, Cumulus countered the offer and topped it. But I was going to move there, and I couldn't find anywhere to live.
Really? Because you couldn't afford
far
it?
From my hometown. I'm from New Haven. Like,
I mean,
Yale
expensive.
University.
Oh, hell yeah.
But Milford's not far from there. Mm-mm. Maybe 15, 20 minutes.
No place is far from any place in Connecticut.
It's true. My standard thing, if I've not heard of this city or I don't really know where it is, rather, I'm like, yeah, it's about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
From New
yeah.
Haven, you know.
From one state line.
You know, it's
next.
So expensive to keep the riffraff out.
Right.
That's the whole point of everything.
I wanted to be close to Providence because that's where all the strip clubs are.
Really?
Yeah, the mobs don't run.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there was that podcast about Providence, wasn't it?
I don't know.
There was a...
P-Town.
Something like that.
P-Town.
Well, anyway, there's a podcast about, I think it's about Providence. I mean, all the mob stuff.
Mm, nice.
There's a Showtime show called Brotherhood about Providence.
Really?
Mob, Rhode Island mob.
That's what it's got to be then.
Yeah. It's a good show.
Anyway, I brought him in because he, you know, asked me to promote this show that's coming up on Friday, and he could talk about it later, but we're short one this week,
yes.
as you might mention.
Yes.
And I asked you guys, I said, well, you know, I was going to promote this thing for him anyway. Do you mind if I just bring him in? And
yeah,
you guys said, sure.
So Steph is out this week, and she will also be out for the live show on the 22nd if you're listening before the live show.
Come out anyway, though, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
She has some family stuff going on, so we just want you guys to wish her well on social media and a speedy return.
Yeah, really.
For her sake, not for Radio Labyrinth.
But it's just the boys. Oh, wait. Sorry, Autumn.
Hey. Let in a donut.
Take that strap on off, Autumn.
Yeah.
So let's I'm always wearing that.
Yeah, well, who isn't? I'm always wearing one because I don't have a real penis.
No. You lost that in the war?
Okay, dear.
Yes, I lost it in the war. What war? The great meme war of 2016.
Housekeeping. Housekeeping. Housekeeping.
All right, let's do some housekeeping. I'd like to welcome two of our newest Patreon patrons, Dean Poole and Ruben Aguilar. So thank you guys for signing up. If you'd like to sign up for Patreon, go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. We have a couple different tiers. I've edited the $20 and up tier rewards where you would get the sketch because I'm not very good at delivering that. And I owe a couple people one, and they're ready to go out in the mail. But the sketch reward is being replaced with this, audio. You will receive an original digital audio recording by either Tim or Autumn, if she's willing.
She's willing.
Cool.
Yeah.
She's
what have you heard?
DTR, down to record. Choose your favorite character or impression, and you'll get up to 1 minute audio of customized audio for you. You can write it, or we can, if you have a phone carrier that will allow for it. We'll even create you a custom voicemail greeting. So you can choose from any character, any voice, make something up. If we can't do it, we'll figure out how to do it. So that is changed now, and if you're owed a drawing again, send me a message on Facebook.
People like those sketches, though. You should maybe do a higher tier.
He doesn't have time. Don't you get it?
I don't have time to do them.
If there's a higher tier, there won't be as many of them.
Well, the audio things will be good, too.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're not good, but I'm just saying people like those sketches.
All right, $1,000 a month. You get a sketch.
He spends like a year of his life making these sketches.
But you doodle every week.
Yeah, he does five sketches a day on the Von Hessler
doctor. I don't have time.
I haven't drawn anything in about 2 weeks. So.
Eric's cracking down on the sketching.
Yes.
What are you doing over there, Blair?
What are you, writing a book?
No, I'm sketching like I do every morning.
Well, you're not engaged.
In a few days, all of our old Radio Labyrinth t-shirts will again be available for purchase at storefinder.com. Storefrontier.com, which is the new storefront for T-Blaster. Storefrontier.com. And starting this Saturday, we have a special live show, T-Blast, which will go live at 6 a.m. on Saturdays. You can get it if you're not there, but, you know, it'll be... why would you do that if you're not there?
Jeff will personally...
Blast your tees.
Yes. Speaking of the live show, if you're listening to the show on Friday or Saturday, the 20th and 21st.
It's not too late to become a Patreon and come to the early thing.
Right. We'll be there live, 5 to 6, doing a meet and greet at where? Atlanta Pizza in Euro in Conyers.
We are?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Get on that, Ira.
No, I mean, I knew about it.
And I'll be there.
I know.
Autumn's going to be there.
Autumn's flying in.
Are you going to give me a ride?
How long are you going to be in town?
We're working on getting a ride for you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, the mayor can provide you a...
yeah, I'm going to give you a ride.
The mayor can provide you a limo service.
Yeah, we're going to get a mayor service.
Yeah, $400 limo service.
Oh, God. So what's the address for this place? Will somebody look that up? Because it's not on the show sheet like it's supposed to be.
What? Atlanta Giro?
Yeah.
Jeff's got it.
Here's some of the prizes we're going to have to give away, though. You ready for that? This is, by the way, when I get the address, we'll reset everything. A pair of tickets to the Coca-Cola Film Festival's opening film of the season, the retro zombie flick, Night of the Living Dead. How about that? Friday, July 27th at 10 p.m. at the Fox Theater.
Ooh, the screening, the Fox.
Yeah, the screening includes special guests, exclusive food and drink specials, and a zombie costume contest. Zombie makeovers will be available on site prior to the movie for $5 to $10 in cash, and a portion of that price will benefit a local charity.
Huh.
And if you heard the podcast from over the weekend, you can hear the whole lineup, the Coca-Cola Summer Movie Festival lineup, all right, available on a podcast that we released. 133B is what it's called. We're also going to have our Radio Labyrinth Stranger Things trucker hats, new Radio Labyrinth vinyl stickers, his and hers haircuts courtesy of Mary Todd Hair Co. in Cabbage Town. That's an over.
Are they going to be cutting at the show?
No.
Oh, no, man, no, I need
Sean
a haircut.
Sean can't cut hair.
Will you be washing the hair of the people that win the his and hers?
If they win the prize and come before July 31st, because that's my last day.
What?
Yeah. Atlanta pizza and Euro swag, and who knows what else. We're trying to find other things to give away. Did you post the address on here somewhere? Where?
Underneath the storefront here. It's 1565 Highway 138.
In
Southeast.
Conyers, Georgia. And again, if you're a Radio Labyrinth patron, 5 to 6 p.m. meet and greet. We're going to have a little fun there. We'll record that, and you will get that exclusively as a Patreon reward sent right into your Patreon inbox. And then, of course, at 6, we record the show. So it's going to be interactive. It's going to be fun. And
that 6 doors open to everybody.
Yeah, we'll see you there. So
it's going to be experimental is what it's going to be. It's the first time we've done this shit.
Right. Where the hell have you been? Where
what
were
do you, mean?
You? You were up north,
where'd
right?
Where'd you go?
Yeah, well, I went, away for work for a few weeks, but then I came back. But then I went on vacation to New Jersey.
Right. How
to
was
the
it?
To the beach. It was great. You know, it's great every year.
Kate so
the
Jersey
beach,
Shore.
The beach where you were working
Jersey
wasn't
Shore.
Enough for you. You had to have more beach
I know.
After you got home.
Even more beach.
What beach? Yeah.
Well, the beach looks
so
a little
beach.
Different in Jersey than it does in the Bahamas.
You went to Wildwood.
Does it?
You went to Wildwood.
No. It's
North
Ventnor,
Shore?
Which is right near Atlantic City.
So that's north.
Yeah.
Yeah. How is the beach?
North
there?
Of Wildwood, certainly. It's awesome. I love it, except there's, in Bahamas Beach, there's nobody out there and it's blue water. This is, some waves. It looks like, it looks like the beach in Jaws, basically.
The beach in Jaws.
Pretty okay. much. It looks exactly like that. A zillion
okay.
people on the beach. There's, lots of Jewish women kvetching and sweating, schwitzing out there.
Oh, my word.
And going, people. Have you heard about my Adam? He's a proctologist now.
You'll never be an islander.
So that's what it's like. And, we go for a week every year, and it's awesome.
All right. So you saw a
I saw
comedy
some comedy.
Show. You saw
well,
a comedy
I saw a few,
show.
Actually.
Yeah? Where'd you go?
Well.
Comedy store.
First, I'll say quickly, I went and saw Sebastian Maniscalco at the Borgata up there.
Yeah.
Which, look, I'm a fan of that guy, but I was telling Brian on the way over, I love him. I love
that was
his podcast.
Part of the conversation hour.
Yeah. And his stand up to me, for my taste, is dropping off a little bit.
Why? Or how?
I just feel like his material isn't as good as it used to be. And he's relying more on, he does that physical thing where he makes all kinds of wacky faces and
right.
does it. I feel like he's relying more on that. And I don't know.
Jim
I just
Carrey kind of stuff.
Just basic laughing less,
Sebastian Maniscalco is going to be at the Fox Theater on Sunday, November 18th at 7 p.m.
All right.
Price is $39.75 to $79.75. Go to foxtheater.
I mean, this is not a good endorsement that I'm giving. However.
But I'm telling you, you like him, and he's accepting interview requests.
Is he?
So if you're interested in maybe interviewing him for Radio Labyrinth,
yeah,
I'll
see,
hook
that
you up.
I would do.
So.
Beautiful.
Anyway, go ahead with
Seinfeld.
Your
loved the show. It was the greatest comedy show I have ever seen in my life.
Seinfeld mentioned him as being one of the best comics working out there.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. I forget which episode. But
I was telling Brian earlier, we went and saw him at the Tabernacle maybe 2 years ago, and I couldn't catch my breath. I was dying laughing the whole show. So maybe I'm just trying to get back to that. Maybe that's what it is.
You're chasing the dragon.
But I will say the opener, I thought, blew him off the stage. This guy, his name is Pat McGann. And you look him up on YouTube, and he's done a bunch of stuff, all the night show stuff. So check out this Pat McGann guy, because he's clean,
he's
hysterical. Up and comer, kind of almost like a Brian Regan type, right. I'd say. It was great.
I saw comedy last weekend.
Oh yeah, Eric, and I saw
Eric Griffin.
Eric Griffin.
Yeah, he was very funny.
Good. I wanted to go. I was going to go to the 10
The whole lineup was funny. I forget the name of the host for the evening. Young guy.
It's a blonde kid?
No. Oh. Young guy. Very, very funny. No, that was the feature act. I'm talking about the MC for the night. Local comedian. Very, very funny. Very young, but very well-crafted. A lot of good jokes. The middle guy was very funny, too.
Yeah.
Matt whatever. Kane or something?
Yeah, you texted me his name, and I'm trying to look it up on my text.
You know, comedy's weird. I was talking about this with somebody recently. When I go to see a comedian, I want something different every time. I don't really want to see the jokes that I've already seen or heard. Whereas, like, you go to see a band, you want to see the songs you know. So it's kind of a weird performance.
That's always the rub with
the stand-up. So, like, Todd Barry and Dave Attell are good to see because they're constantly changing up their material, and they do a lot of crowd work.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's sometimes when there's something that a comedian does that's iconic for them, and so you kind of want
like
to see
like
them
when,
do it.
Like when Tim requested Bobcat Goldthwait do the Bono bit, though he didn't look like Bono anymore.
But he had the music ready, so he knew somebody was going to do that.
Well, and we saw Dice, and of course he's doing the nursery rhymes. Yeah. That's at the end of the show.
See, that's what I mean. But I mean, what I get what you mean, though, when it's the same set.
Yeah.
That they're working on the road, and if you happen to see them still working on that same material.
Right. Well, I was worried about that, too, because we saw Sebastian at the Cobb Energy Center probably within the year.
Well, so, wait a minute. I'm going to get back to this. Okay. So, Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yes.
Was he the headliner?
Yes, of course.
And there was another comedian, or was this a different show?
No. There was another comedian opening for him.
Okay.
And who was McGann.
But wasn't there one more?
No. Already I saw... It was a totally different show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you want me to get to that.
Yeah, which...
So forget about the Sebastian show.
Trailer crumbs.
Go see that Pat McGann guy and go see Sebastian. Well, if you've never seen him before, you'll love him.
So honestly, you think he's getting...
for my tastes.
For your tastes.
Because, I mean, look, the whole place was going nuts. Right. I mean, people love him.
He's still hilarious.
He's still great. Yeah. I just have high expectations and I'm a dick.
Is he becoming like a caricature of himself, do you think, of the the persona he's created?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, you can ask him all about that if I get the interview.
Yes.
Later.
Would you let me come in?
Yeah, I'd let you do it.
That would be awesome.
Anyway,
so I texted these guys a few nights later, and I said, guess where I'm going tonight? And I showed them I texted a photo of a comedy show for Artie Lang.
And where was it?
It was in a casino... I guess it's the Trop.
Atlantic City?
No, it's the Caesars. Yeah, Atlantic City, right? So they have this big pier that goes out over the water. It's pretty awesome, actually.
You can gamble and look on the ocean?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, Atlantic City's cool, man.
They still have Trump hotels there?
Well, the Trump Plaza turned into the Hard Rock.
Oh, okay.
And we went to the Hard Rock, and it's actually killer.
There's not any... There were two. There was Trump Castle.
There was Trump Plaza and... something else.
Yeah.
It was the best.
Whatever it was, it was the greatest.
Feel free to gamble.
Go ahead.
You and your bastages can gamble.
So, yeah, I mean, the show, and then they had like these gold star coupons. Yeah, I wanted to go to see Artie anyway.
Yeah.
And they had some coupons where it was like nothing to go. And I was like, this is a bad sign. You know, and we go out to this pier that's behind Caesars, and it's cool. They got restaurants up there and everything. And I'm like, what is this comedy place? Because I'd never heard of it. Not that I'm an expert on things going on up there, but. It was like the name of the place was acjokes.com. That was like the name of the club.
Yeah.
It was like, when it's a website, that's a bad sign, right?
Yeah.
The name of the place. So we had some dinner, and it was me and my wife and my sister and her husband. And he's a big Stern fan too, you know, her husband. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. And I've seen Artie stand up. And
he's funny.
He's funny. Like, I like Artie with all his quips and on the radio, and when you say, I think he's a lot funnier when he's just doing his radio thing than his stand-up.
Yeah.
But his stand-up's funny, too. So they would go down to this little club. I swear, it looked like it must have been smaller than the Laughing Skull.
Really?
Yeah. They bring us into this room, and I'm like, oh, okay. And they just set up, like, these chairs. It looked like just a thrown together thing, you know? And I'm like, well, if anything,
forgot
this
he was
is
coming.
It's a pop up comedy.
Forgot he was Artie Lang's coming here? Oh, God. Yeah, so, let's get some chairs out.
They didn't want to have the whole room set up in case he didn't show up.
That could be.
So they had some Philadelphia Goomba guy, like, you know, host the show, and he came up and did his, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, and he was actually pretty good. And then they brought up two more comedians that, were really not good. I mean, one of those crickets going on in the room. And I'm like, shit.
You feel like obligated to chortle?
I'll tell you what. One guy, did you ever get the guy that he's so bad, but he's so confident that you're just pissed at him?
Yeah.
You ever get that? So you're just like, no, you know, I'm not even going to pity clap for you because, you know, I don't even know what you're like wasting my time. I don't know what this is. You know, it was that bad. And so I'm looking outside the window. You could see out in the little lobby area. And I see that host who, you know, came up first talking with some other guy and he's on the phone and he looked very nervous. And I was like, oh, fuck. And I turned to Nancy and I was like, I got a bad feeling about this.
Artie's not
I know
there.
Artie.
Yeah.
I don't see Artie. And, you know, it's a small room. There's no green room. Right? And I see those guys outside pacing around and on the phone. I'm like, we're getting fucked here. We're getting fucked. And so then they took an intermission. What comedy show takes an intermission? They're like, well, we're going to take an intermission. And I was like, oh, fuck. You know, and then I think they did find them. So they came back.
Trying to at least get those liquor sales up.
What?
Trying to at least get those liquor sales up, you know?
And you got to wait for the heroin to wear off.
They said, well, when we come back, we're going to have another comedian for you, and then Artie Lang.
Maybe.
I was like, oh, shit. But, one more guy came up. It wasn't too bad. And then, Artie came out. No, wait, I should say, I went to take a piss during the intermission, and I saw Artie out there. And he...
At the urinal?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know who opened for Artie was Reverend Bob Levy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who was great.
He's funny.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
And I saw him out there, and he and Artie were arguing about something. And Artie
probably
was,
money.
Artie was pissed about something. He
Come
seemed,
on, you owe me $50.
Seemed a little erratic, and I was like, oh, shit, what is this? You know, is this going to be a mess? And so we went back in. They got Artie up. Artie started doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
He said right off the bat that he's sober.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, well, I'm getting drug tested, so all I'm allowed to do is blah, 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 blah. He's like, I'm not allowed to do this, 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 or this. But I'll tell you what, man, he was talking a fucking mile a minute. You could barely understand what he was saying.
Maybe they're not testing him for coke.
I love the cocaine. I love the cocaine.
I mean, he was almost saying stuff off mic.
Really?
Where I was like looking at. You know, my sister and Nancy going, did you catch that?
Maybe he's on lithium.
Maybe. It is something. I mean, if he's not on illegal drugs, I think he's gone heavy doses of legal ones.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not allowed to get prescriptions for opioids.
So you guys would have liked this, but at one point he started just rapping Biggie Small shit.
Really?
Yeah, and going on for a while, and I'm like... Okay, you know, and then he's just doing his thing, kept doing like callbacks, but callbacks that weren't really funny in the first place. And I was like, okay. And, you know,
it sounds very painful.
Yes.
It was not easy because you feel for him, you know, you want him, you're rooting for him.
Yeah.
Big time. And I'm like, fuck, I want to enjoy this, you know, but we could barely hear what he's saying. I'll tell you what, man, people started walking out.
They did, huh?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Rough. Started walking out, and then my sister goes out to take a piss, and she's like, oh, and she was out for a while, just checking her phone. And then her husband, who's probably a bigger Artie fan than I am, he left. He's like, well, I'm going out. And this is towards the end of his set. They both didn't come back.
Wow.
Oh, geez.
And I'm looking at Nance, so he goes, I'm going to do some Biggie Smalls again. He just started rapping Biggie Smalls again.
Wow.
And... I said to Nancy, I was like, well, I have to take a piss too.
Nancy's like, I know how this goes.
Want to go out there and, you know, and we both left and went and took a piss. He was still on. I'm like, do you want to go back in? And she's like, I don't. I said, okay. And then that, so he ended and then he came out and I did get a picture with him, which I sent you guys that picture. And he was, of course, he was like, totally,
I couldn't stay for the rest of your set, but how about a picture?
Well, he didn't know.
You talk to him?
Just very briefly. And of course, he seemed completely sober and normal when I talked to him.
What did you talk to him about?
Well, all these people were clamoring all over him. So I just said, hey, man, you know, thanks. It's great to meet you. He's like, oh, cool, man. Thanks. And I said, hey, we're up from Atlanta. You know, and I said,
man,
you ever play down there? And he's like,
what? What's that, Artie?
Hey, cool, man.
He goes, oh, I love that town. He goes, last time I was down there, I played a fucking diner.
Was he down here?
I don't know. Yeah. So then I'm like, well, he obviously played the punchline.
Yeah. Right.
But I don't remember that.
No, I don't either.
Eric Griffin was saying some stuff about the diner.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't finish that story.
Go ahead. No, your story's not done yet.
Mine's pretty much done. So I got a picture with him, and I was like, well, come on down. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll come down. And that was it. I got the picture. And then we were all like, shit. And my sister and her husband, I think, paid the full price, which was, I think they paid like $50 each or something like that.
It really should just be like a donation.
Yeah.
How many hits of heroin did
they
get?
Maybe he'll get a show. Maybe he'll enjoy it. It doesn't matter. It's a
donation. Maybe he'll rap.
I mean, sure. You never
donation.
Know.
I don't know what's up. And then he was just on Corolla yesterday.
Done with Corolla? Or
no, on Corolla. He was just on Corolla.
Oh, Corolla.
Released today. And he says, so I'm listening to that show, and he goes, yeah, he's like, well, I've been sober for a month. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm counting back. I'm like, when was I there? It was over July 4th. So this was, yeah, probably.
Maybe he's a better comic when he's fucked up.
Hey.
I don't know, man.
That's what Mitch Hedberg used to be like. I like doing this. I'm not going to quit, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't he die of something horrible, like his legs had gangrene or something?
Who, Hedberg?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think he had his legs amputated before he passed. Yeah.
Is he diabetic?
I mean,
because
he can't say, like, I still like to do this. At that
I think
point.
It was from from
the heroin.
Yeah, from shooting up and stuff.
Yeah, just like in Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
I'm not dead yet.
Just a flesh wound.
I love it.
So that's my Artie story. It's nothing exciting, however.
Are you really rooting for him, though? I always felt like the end with Howard was kind of...
Well...
I thought he kind of bit the hand.
Well, I'm rooting for him because I like crashing.
You did?
I want him to
but I thought near the end at Stern, it was more making laughing at him.
Yeah.
Instead of them laughing together at his predicaments.
Howard, it was a double-edged sword for Howard because, you know, on one hand, a friend and somebody that's a very able contributor to the show is just melting in front of you.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it was great radio.
Yeah.
When he would pass out in there, they would make fun of him, or he'd call in sick. They'd use those voice messages.
I'm not going to make it today, Gary.
Who's Gary? I don't know who you are. Hey, Gary, it's Artie. I've been throwing up all morning.
But at some point, if you really do care about a person, you don't. Howard Stern had enough money, enough listeners, enough everything.
Right.
He didn't have to keep exploiting Artie.
Well, we don't know what happened, really.
He could have taken him aside and. Well, I just feel like he's not going to confront anybody off air.
Well, they waited until he tried to commit suicide, and then he was never on the show again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know that Howard's addressed it at least once or twice, but I really haven't listened much since Artie left.
Me neither.
Because it kind of coincided to when I started back up again on the Regular Guys show, and I was getting up every morning at 3. I used to have a routine where I'd do the show, come home, eat some lunch. And then I would, while I was eating lunch, I would download an illegal torrent
of the show. Yeah. But this is when they were on Sirius.
Yes. But I also was paying for Sirius at the time. I just didn't have it in my house.
So. See, I had the greatest radio set up because I would listen to Regular Guys in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys were off at 10, though, right?
Yes.
But the West Coast feed for Howard would start around then.
Right.
So you guys would go off, and then I would start the Stern show.
The reason I wanted the shows was because I was amassing a prank call library. So, you know, when they come back from commercial breaks, they always play a prank call. And plus, there's usually one or two new ones. And I'd go to Mark's Friggin and find out what the show rundown was. And then I'd find out if Sal and Richard had a new prank call.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I have hundreds and hundreds of these prank calls. And since my computers have crashed since I started doing it, I don't have them in any specific
place. Sal and Richard calls.
What do you listen to in your car now that you can't listen to prank calls?
Well, the Jerky Boys are on Spotify, so I listen to them.
That's all you like listening to is prank calls?
Touchtone. No, I listen to podcasts now.
And St. Paul and the Broken Bones?
Sometimes I listen to prank phone calls because they still make me laugh. Juggy!
I'm going to come down there and fuck you up real bad.
I love those. The Bum Bar Bastards, those are some great calls.
Oh, Tube Bar.
Alcoholic!
Can't go wrong with that.
Nah, there's nobody here by that name.
Hal, do you like a kick?
I'll cut you open and shut.
Oh, he's not there?
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Who drives around listening to that, though? It's like...
Tim.
Me.
Nobody.
Me.
Well, I used to... When we had cassette players and I had the Tube Bar tape, you kidding me? wore that fucker out.
It's kind of good because if you're talking along to it, like the parts that you know, you just look like you're having a conversation in the car as opposed to, you know, singing. You look like an idiot.
Where's my father?
Father's up in Mother's Day.
You never heard that stuff, Autumn?
No, I never got into Jerky Boys.
Well, no, it wasn't Jerky. It was the Tube Bar.
Oh, sorry. All right, both no, I don't even know.
That was my B-side.
These
were
the guys that started prank phone calls, basically.
Yeah. I was into...
Well, you had them on. You had
Adam
him on,
Sandler.
Didn't you?
Yeah. Those like CDs or those albums that he had.
Oh, those are right. Yeah, those first few comedy albums.
Lunchtime kids. All right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
Take out your cock and balls.
Yeah, just whip out your cock and balls. Yeah.
When I haven't heard
brother's cock and balls for a while.
You've got some cock. It's a ball. You should be stroking it.
So good.
Slopper Joe. Slopper Joe.
Cock and
balls. And like all of the I was into that, but not really all the prank call. And I really liked Crank Anchors.
Yeah, I listened to that too. Mm-hmm. Especially my favorite one
is that the puppet.
I'm District Selectman Tony Deloge, and I'm running, and I need your vote. You know that one?
Uh-uh. Our son.
Well, here's what I'll do. I'm going to throw him off a cliff.
That's right. And that was
Bob Einstein.
Yeah.
Right. What's his name? The amazing
Super Dave.
Super Dave. That's right.
Bob Einstein.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that story with us, Ira.
Oh, yeah. Not that it was super uplifting or interesting, but, you know, that happened.
Let's talk about what we watched. I'll go first.
How was Eric Griffin?
Let me go first.
All right. Eric Griffin's thing.
Okay. Eric Griffin was very funny. His stand-up was great. The crowd was, it was packed in there.
Now, we should also tell people that watch I'm Dying Up Here.
Yeah.
He is the guy on that show.
Yes.
You describe him, Tim.
Okay. He's the guy on that show. He's also on...
I'm not a professional. I don't know how to do this.
Serve that up.
He was on Workaholics as well. He was very, very funny. I interviewed him with Milani Kai for the fill-in show last week on WSB. I might cut that audio out and put it out as a separate
thing. He didn't seem to think I'm Dying Up Here was going to get renewed, right?
Yeah, I asked him. I asked him if he watched Mrs. Maisel, and he said he did. Now, this isn't in the interview. It was in the elevator coming down. And I said, you know, that show is good. The actors are good, and the writing is good.
Fucking Brad Garrett was so good this last season.
But I said that Mrs. Maisel isn't believable.
Right.
I said that I'm Dying Up Here is believable because it's real life. I said there were no women comedian in the 50s going on stage and talking about their pussies.
As far as we know.
Now, there weren't.
Well, it's based on Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers wasn't that filthy.
Yeah.
At first.
Right.
Well, anyway, they're both very well done shows. They're both very different shows.
Right.
However, I'm Dying Up Here.
But
needs
that one
to
gets
stay.
All the accolades, and I'm Dying Up Here doesn't get any.
Well, it was on Amazon, and this is on Showtime. Yeah. Showtime has a lot more shit to push.
I'm saying that Maisel got the accolades. Yeah. I didn't even know that I'm Dying Up Here second season had started until I looked at the DVR.
Same with me. Until I heard you guys talking about it.
They didn't promote it.
Yeah, there was no promotion at all. I think they gave up on it.
Which sucks. It is funny. You're right. Brad Garrett definitely should be nominated for something.
He didn't, though. Did he get nominated for an Emmy? No.
Maybe next year, though.
Oh, really? Those are already out?
Yeah.
Oh.
Those are the Emmys from, like, last year, right?
And Melissa Leo is always
phenomenal. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody on that. Second season was fucking great. And if it ends like that, it would be an ending, but it would suck.
Right.
Oh, well. There we go.
Anyway, so you saw, Eric was cool.
Yeah, he's good. If he comes back, go see him.
And then, just a quick story. So I was kicking myself that I didn't go see him, and I was trying to Saturday night, and it just didn't work out. Sunday morning, we go to see The Incredibles 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I saw Eric in the lobby.
Oh, right.
What movie did he see?
Was it Atlantic Station?
No, it was at Phipps.
Oh, okay, Phipps.
And we just talked again. I guess I talked very briefly with comedians.
Atlantic Station, no, we were at Phipps.
No, well, it was the timing, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Atlantic Station was my first choice.
Butler was on leave, and so I had to take it to
Phipps. I had to go to the Levi store and pay $100 for a pair of custom-fit Levi's.
Man, of course. What would I do?
So, I saw him. Oh, and a classic thing happened, like a classic 80s comedy thing happened. So I see him, and we were leaving, and I said, oh, let me talk to this guy, and blah, 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 and I'm waiting, and he's in line buying popcorn and stuff because he's going into something.
Okay.
But I'm being respectful and not coming up like a douchebag, going, you know, when he's trying to pay for stuff and blah, blah, blah. So I'm waiting. And then he goes over and he fills up his Coke, you know, with the cup with Coke and everything, and then I'm waiting. And then this guy that I haven't seen in years... taps me on the back and is like, Ira? And I'm like, oh, hey, man. Well, you know what? I had to do that whole thing. And I was like, man, great. And he's like, this is my wife and blah, blah, blah. And Eric was, this is why I didn't get really to talk to him. Oh. He was pretty much walking off, but I couldn't be a dick to this guy.
Right.
So, yeah, I kind of wrapped it up with, I'm like, well, I got to meet my family over there. And
you could have big-timed him.
Huh?
You could have big-timed him and said, I'm talking to my friend Eric Griffin.
I can't do that.
The comedian.
I have to be respectful.
Understood.
So anyway, yeah, I went to Eric, and he said the same thing. I was like, well, I love you on the show, man, you know, and he goes, well, you know, he's like, we got to support it because I don't know if it's coming back. And I said, yeah, well, I hope it does. And that was really it.
So that was Incredibles 2.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, if you like the first one, you'll love this one.
What a great review.
Yeah, well, and then, wait, I'm thinking about it.
It was really good.
It was great. And then, so the guy.
I haven't seen the original. Do you watch it, Autumn?
Yeah, I saw the first one before we had kids. Travis and I, he really likes it, and so he put it on, and then we had sex near the end of it. So
okay.
You don't know what happened?
At the movie theater?
No.
Mr. Incredible.
He did the daycare center.
He did the popcorn trick.
Yeah. Go deeper in that popcorn.
Yeah, that happened to me once. I was watching Aladdin at Sears, and toward the end I started masturbating.
Jasmine's
well,
hot.
Well, Jasmine, man. I mean, she's wearing. Yeah.
I really did watch all of Aladdin at a Sears while my girlfriend was buying a washer and dryer.
Seriously? Jesus. Well, yeah, if you're buying a washer and dryer, you got to negotiate.
Yeah.
You got terms to sign and paperwork.
I stood there next to it like a 10-year-old kid watching Aladdin. It's the only time I've ever seen it.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
What do you think about that Jasmine kid?
Yeah, right. Pretty hot, yeah.
So yeah, I'm doing that thing with animated, you know, Pixar stuff where you go, God, who is that voice? Who is that voice?
Oh, I know.
And then the main
coach.
So, well, it's, yeah, the main guys, you know, it's Helen Hunt. Helen Hunt.
No.
Hunter. Holly Hunter.
Holly Hunter.
I always get the two confused.
You're close.
Holly Hunter.
Baron.
Which her little mouth thing is, I think, is getting worse.
You know what
is that?
Where she's like, where she does
like, talk, yeah. She talks like, you know.
She talks like
a Mississippi lisp.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. She's from Mississippi.
Well, that's definitely what it is. Right. But it's, I feel like it's getting a lot worse.
Ha! I'm Baron.
Oh, hey, Ed.
My seed would find no purchase.
You're right.
Baron Trump?
That's the funniest movie ever. Go ahead.
Raising Arizona. Yeah.
All right. So what else?
So then, well, and then I'm like, you know, there's the antagonists, if you will.
All right.
I'm like, God, who is that voice? I know that voice so well, and I'm going to kick myself when I do. And Bob Odenkirk is pretty much the main guy. And then his sidekick is Pamela Adlon.
Cool.
So, oh, I love her.
Yeah, you'll love it. Take Ellie. Go.
Bobby Hill.
Don't fuck at the end of it.
Don't fuck, right, with some stranger.
Yeah, or, you know, just wait till it comes out on DVD and then get it on with your girl.
Wow, wow.
Anyway, so we both saw Eric Griffin in very different ways.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I ran into Artie Lang at a grocery store.
Did you really?
No.
Oh.
Trying to put a
cap. He was so serious.
Hey, Scruffy, you need a haircut? Got an idea for you. Go to MaryToddHairCo.com, find yourself an appointment, and get yourself a haircut. They also have hot lather shaves and some of the best colorists in the city. Don't believe me? Pick up your iPhone and go, hey, Siri, where can I get the best men's or women's haircut in Atlanta? Guess what? It's going to pop up Mary Todd Hair Co. Also, Mary Todd has a custom line of shampoo, pomades, beard oils, all handmade using the finest ingredients available. Did I say they're produced locally? Well, they are. Check them out at MaryToddHairCo.com/products.
Can I go next? Because I did barely anything.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want to go at the end and really wrap it up with something horrible. So I saw Jumanji.
Oh, which one?
The new one.
The new one. Later.
I saw that in the theater, too.
Jack Black, so funny.
Jack Black, yeah.
Oh, okay. So what did you guys think?
Jack Black was hilarious.
I didn't see it. I saw an interview of them talking about it, though, and they all imitated each other, all the main characters.
Right.
And that was fun. It was okay. There were parts of it. It was more like the concept of it I enjoyed, where they all were, you know, Jack Black's character was actually a like,
girl.
Chrissy girl, you know, and so that was fun. But really, it was a real bad movie. And Travis and I turned it on because we thought that we had heard that it was good.
Yeah.
And then once it was over, we realized that it was his mom that told us. That it was good. Like, why did we think that this was going to be good? It wasn't good.
When I went into the theater with my daughter to watch that, I had that in my mindset that, look, this is going to be probably super cheesy,
yeah,
but there's going to be a lot of action, probably some funny shit, and I'm just going to enjoy it like that.
That was
and
fun.
It, since I had that mindset, I did kind of enjoy it.
Wait, for Jumanji or for?
For Jumanji. For,
yeah, Jumanji.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I didn't see it.
Yeah. I mean, there were a few, if you were there with a 7-year-old like I was, or younger.
That's different. You're kind of like watching it through their eyes.
What
so
I was
going to
say was, though, there was some Jack Black parts where they're, you know, talking about schlongs and everything.
Because he's peeing. He's like, wow, look, come look at it.
I never saw the original Jumanji. Because it came out during my peak Robin Williams era.
Oh,
well, I'll tell you what. My
he
daughter
was in everything for a long time.
He was.
Come
well, yeah, of course. Fisher King.
You had Robin Williams.
Well, no, that was good.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Blubber and all that Flubber,
shit.
Whatever
Flubber.
It's called. Yeah. Blubber, Flubber.
Patch Adams.
Mm-hmm. Good Morning Vietnam. I mean, what a piece of shit.
Patch Adams
was
great.
I know, I'm kidding.
Tim's uncle or something.
My aunt uncle are in the end.
Of.
They're in the graduation movie. Scene at Patch the Adams. End of Patch Adams.
Oh,
they
really?
Shot it at UNC.
Oh.
And my uncle has an autographed picture of himself. Well, he has his scene.
Of himself?
Well, he has a picture of himself from the scene and my aunt, and he sent it to Robin Williams, and Robin Williams autographed it for him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. So, is that why you hated him?
No, I just hated him because I got tired of him.
He was ubiquitous for a while.
And I was mad
so
that he
nice.
Won, I was mad that he won an Oscar instead of Burt Reynolds.
Oh, for Boogie Nights?
Yeah.
I never won my Oscar.
What did Robin Williams win for?
How about them apples?
Yeah.
Basically paying Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah. Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting.
Oh, Good Will Hunting.
It's not your fault.
That was the
it's
same
not your fault. Yeah. It's not your fault.
Yeah, I know.
My wife fought it in bed. I don't remember that movie.
It's not your fault. How about them apples?
All right, Adam.
Okay, and then also the Great British Baking Show is
That's
on.
Back again?
Yeah, it's back. And so.
Oh, hello.
Watch that. On your marks.
Please watch our show.
I like to do it. If you're ever at home and you want to have fun, talk about what you're doing in that lady's voice. So you can say like,
have you tried baking anything from the
we
show?
We never do British accent.
Yes. Travis made that Mary Berry's like almond cherry bunt thing.
Yeah, how about you?
How'd it turn out?
Good. We talked, good bake. Nice crumb.
good bake.
That's a good bake.
I have not tried anything, but every time they're making those like custards and stuff, I'm like, ooh, I want to make that real bad.
Ooh, yum.
I want custardy pies. Ooh, or when they make when they have like short crust, which is like the really hearty like pie crust type of thing that you can make, and they put like meat and they make like a meaty pie.
Like a shepherd's pie?
And they make like, they call it like a picnic pie where you make this thing so you can just like portable take meat with you. I'm very much interested
it's
in that. And it's such a beautiful show to watch. They're in that like, that castle.
Where can Ron watch this?
Well, it's on PBS. Okay. And I have Roku. So if you have the PBS app, they have all the episodes available, but they only release them as they air. So I think you have like 6 options right now. And if you have this other thing called like Passport, you have to pay extra for that. And then you could watch them all immediately. Yeah. But I don't have that. So you have to wait until they air. But I think there's 6 available now.
It's PBS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm hearing pies and custard and meat, and I'm thinking something completely different.
Oh, but it's Great British Baking Show. It's not really like those Food Network type of competition
Ew.
Shows. It's all, oh my God. You've
Lovely.
Never seen it?
I'm sorry, Adam. You've been chapped.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
It sounds like that woman. Remember The Weakest Link, that game
yeah.
show?
Yeah, yeah.
You all. The
have
y'all
not
link.
Seen this show?
I have not.
No, I have not. Steph's
you
a big
guys,
fan.
It's so good. It's like, it's a reality show, obviously, but in a competition thing. But no, listen, it is, first of all, it's British, so it's way different. And two, everyone is such a good sport, and they're all genuinely rooting
for
each other.
And don't like you don't win anything, right?
You win like a pie, a cake stand that says yeah, you know, "Great British."
Yippity shit!
Is there any enhanced breasts on this show?
No, because they're
no
British,
enhanced
bitch.
Breasts.
It's so good. It's so relaxing. There's a sense of competition, but. And there are things that happen like where one person accidentally used somebody else's custard that was in the fridge because they had a similar bowl in the fridge. So one person realizes
no.
they used, you know, Richard's
you
custard.
My custard.
And she finds out, she apologizes, he's okay with it, they figure it out. It's not like you know, in those in an American reality show, you'd be like, hear that weird sting.
I must recuse myself.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
You would hear that weird sound effect in the background, and you'd be like, oh, and the tension, like, boom, 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 boom. They'd like, shit, look at everyone's reaction. It doesn't happen like that. This show is so good. If you have not watched it, please go watch it.
Just
oh my
for
God.
You.
I thought I had nothing this week.
For
so
you,
glad.
I will do that.
Okay, do it.
I've been meaning
also on Netflix. You don't have to have PBS.
I've been meaning
it's on
to check it out because I hear good things about it.
But. Do you like Nailed It? Have you ever seen that? Yeah.
No, I don't. Yeah.
I wish
Nicole
it was better.
I love
Nicole Byers and her nearly exactly Nicole was a really good show. That's all, you can watch those on Facebook.
Is that a cooking show?
No, it was her sitcom that she had. It was on TV for one season, and then they did a second season only on Facebook.
Oh.
And all their episodes are really good and really, really hilariously funny.
Wait, what's that?
She's really funny.
Facebook.
It's called Loosely Exactly Nicole.
Oh, okay.
And it stars her. It's like a sitcom based on her life.
Facebook, you're home for Holocaust denial. Did you see that today?
No.
In the news?
No.
What?
Mark Zuckerberg said, well, we don't delete anybody who's a Holocaust denier because we want them to get shamed into understanding that they're idiots.
I don't believe in Holocaust deniers.
I don't either. I don't think they exist.
No.
Anyway, side note.
Believe in Mel Gibson?
Autumn?
I was going to say Nailed It is a good show if you like garbage.
I mean, my 7-year-old likes it. You know, I don't really.
I wish it was better.
I know. I do, too, because she is the shining light of that show.
Right.
She's funny. She's silly. She's like believing in it. She's giving it her all,
right.
You know, but it's I did not care to watch.
I wish the fails were better, like the fails you see from Pinterest.
Right. Pinterest.
You know what I mean? Like somebody goes, oh, yeah, I nailed it. And the cookies are supposed to look like Cookie Monster and they just look like fucking blue nightmares.
Yeah.
Giant Viagra
pills.
Pieces
of shit.
That's what I wish it was like.
But yeah, I guess maybe it'd be good to watch with a kid. Maybe you would enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't know. She's like obsessed with it, but
yeah.
What do I know?
I get it.
So that's what you got.
Yeah, but oh my God, I can't believe that you guys haven't watched British Baking Show. You've got to go watch it.
There's a lot of shit I don't watch. There's a lot of shit I really, really want to watch that I don't watch. Yeah. You know how it goes.
I don't have time to watch anything when I'm spending 10 hours watching the World Series Poker Final Table.
Did you do that? Norm McDonald did that, too.
When was that on?
I was
watching that.
It was last Saturday.
Yeah.
It got down to two-handed, and they played for 10 hours straight, and it was on ESPN. The entire time was live.
How the fuck did they play that? They had to have penalty kicks. And
yeah. They played 199 hands, heads up.
Heads up, huh?
Yep.
What'd they do, keep going all in and then fold and all in and fold?
Yeah, it was just a lot of folding, a lot of raise, fold, raise, fold.
I watched some of the earlier tables, but I forgot about the final table.
So what was the big numbers?
Who won?
The John Sin kid won.
Yeah.
He won $8 million bucks. Yeah. Wow. He had King Jack and
he only won eight?
$8 million, yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
I thought these pots go for like $849 million.
What?
No, the biggest one ever was the one that I was at in 2006, and that was $12 million,
see,
I think.
That's what I'm talking. All right. That, maybe that's not a billion, but anyway. I thought they were larger than
right now they're playing that $1 million for one drop. Which is, it was 27 people. You had to pay $1 million to get in.
Oh, yeah?
The winner of that gets $10 million, I think.
Oh. Beer.
That's Neat. Going on right now.
What else did you watch?
I'll take $8 million.
Who's who? Who?
That Bobcat show is fucking awesome. Did you watch that?
No.
What is that?
The Misfits and Monsters. Bobcat Goldthwait's Misfits
and
Monsters.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
It started last week.
What network?
On True TV.
Yeah.
Did you watch it, Autumn?
No, but I've
you
heard
must
about
watch
it.
Ira, your buddy, your camp buddy, was the star of the first one.
Oh, Seth.
So even Brian knows about Seth. Yeah.
Didn't you make out with your sister?
I thought it was like an Seth.
Lori, first you're talking about her pissing on the show, and now we're talking about her.
That's right. She married Seth Green.
What's the show about?
Everyone's different. This first one I thought was about SpongeBob SquarePants, basically,
because
he's you know,
friends,
he's buddies
with
Tom Kenny,
right?
But at the end, there's like a little interview thing, and he said he realized after they had filmed it and he edited it and put it all together and everything that it was basically about him trying to escape his persona, that Bobcat persona that he had done throughout the 80s and stuff.
Yeah.
So he said it was like, because in this episode, Seth Green plays this guy who's a cartoon bear, and he keeps seeing the bear coming to life, and the bear like attacks him and his family and stuff, and like threatens to kill him.
Right.
So, That's pretty good. And the the dude that was originally the voice of the bear is in a mental institution. And so he goes to visit him and stuff, and the dude had chopped his tongue off, so he couldn't do the voice of the bear. Yeah, it's really dark and fucked up.
That's real dark right there.
And next week's episode, they show a little preview for next week's.
Well, Bobcat, all Bobcat shit is dark and fucked up.
Right.
It's Dave, all his movies.
Dave Foley talking to, what's his name, that dude that Stephanie hates from the improv class. You know what I mean, dude.
From
Keckner. Anchorman. Keckner. Yeah, Keckner.
And she hates him?
Yeah.
Well,
Dave Foley's trying to talk him into running for president. And it seems like he's maybe supposed to be like Ray Kroc or something from McDonald's, but who knows? And then he goes, "Oh, by the way, I'm a werewolf." And they show him turning into a werewolf, and he's like, "I ate a baby once." It's really fucking dark and funny and bizarre.
Yeah, awesome.
The Bobcat shit.
What else did you watch?
Oh, well,
everybody caught up on Preacher.
Yeah, Preacher.
No, not me.
You're not watching Preacher, Ira?
I told you what. I didn't watch season two.
Oh, you got it.
But this season's kick ass.
Yeah. Is it better
than?
Are
you watching it, Brian?
No.
Do you watch it, Autumn?
No.
You guys all should fucking watch it. I know. It's the best show on
right now. I liked the first season. I think I was too into the second season, and then I just fell off for no particular reason. Sorry.
That does happen sometimes. Yeah. Isn't it weird?
Yeah, and you don't have to apologize.
Well,
you
feel
really
bad.
Don't.
But we won't spoil any of it.
But it's been great, though.
It's been fucking great.
Yeah, all right, that's all I need.
Sean says it's diverging from Neil Gaiman in the comic book.
It does, but it's like, it's good the way that it does.
Yeah.
I would hate to see like a copy and paste from the comic books, because then you just know what's going to happen all the time.
Right.
It's like,
that's why I like
it. I'd rather see him take the characters and do a new story that's based in the comic books, but new and different. That's what's so good.
Did you
about
say
it.
That Ruth Negga's character is gone?
Huh?
No, she's back.
She's back.
Damn.
You don't like her?
I don't think I liked her.
No, she's good on
she's
her.
Awesome.
Yeah.
She's kick-ass.
Is she?
There's nothing about that show that I find
something
to complain about.
I didn't like
I don't
her.
Like that Cassidy hates The Big Lebowski. That's the only thing, that's the only qualm I have with the show.
Well, you can handle that.
Now, did you watch the Freaks and Geeks documentary?
Yeah, that was good,
I watched
too.
It last night. Did you watch that, Tim?
No, I never watched the show. So.
You never watched the show?
Uh-uh.
Did you watch Freaks and Geeks?
There's only one season, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
12 episodes.
I have not seen the whole series.
If you're a fan of that, which I was, after the fact, right?
A lot of people came out of that, though.
Well, yeah. Well, and that's the whole, so they made a documentary. It's a 90-minute.
I watched it when it was originally on, but like it disappeared.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be watching it, and then it was just gone for, like, months at a time, and you couldn't, I just lost track of it eventually.
What network was it on?
NBC.
Oh, NBC.
Yeah, I don't think I watched it when it was originally on, but I think we watched it when it came out on DVD or something like that, and we just, you know, hit it all. But, yeah, it's only one season, but so they did a 90-minute, A&E did a 90-minute doc that, I guess they released it Monday.
Right.
But you can find it on demand. And if you're a fan of that show, the documentary is phenomenal. And that is, there's so much to talk about, because everybody that was their first project.
Yeah, everybody
Seth
on
Rogen,
that show was
yep. Jason Segel.
Every Judd Apatow person.
Right.
Yeah.
Franco.
Including Judd James Apatow. Franco.
Martin Starr.
Paul Feig. Martin
Girl
Starr.
From Bloodline. Yeah.
Busy Phillips.
Was she on Bloodline?
No, she wasn't on Bloodline.
Linda Cardellini.
Cardellini. Yep.
Who was in Mad Men, remember?
Grandma's Boy.
Yeah.
So, the documentary.
Am I Robot?
Is that Grandma's Boy?
Yeah.
See, I don't know that.
You never saw Grandma's Boy?
I know of it. I never saw it.
Ira, fucking.
What the fuck? All right, I'm leaving. Goodbye.
You're lucky.
You can't be on the show anymore until you see Grandma's Boy.
Oh, it's real fun.
Love you guys.
It's so
you
dumb.
Don't watch
it's
any
so
of those
dumb.
You don't watch any of those movies.
Dude, Grandma's really, Boy. Watch it. But you got to see it uncensored. Don't watch it on TV.
Yeah.
Should I get high?
You can, but you don't have to.
We don't advocate drug use on this program. All right.
But we talk about, dicks and...
Jeff, you also watched Who is America. Was that any good?
Yeah.
I watched the first 10 minutes of it and thought, this sucks.
No, it's hilarious.
Who is America?
You just watched the first segment with Bernie Sanders. That's why...
Oh, that's the Borat thing.
That was the weakest of the three segments. You got to watch the other ones.
I forgot about that. It's on what?
Showtime.
Oh.
No,
it's only a half hour long, and he does like 3 10-minute segments, and with just fucking with people, and he does different makeups, just like Borat.
Yeah,
he's better when he's better.
I've never
when
seen
he,
it. No, I don't have.
He's
access
better
to
when he punches that. Up. I like it when he punches up, but when he punches down, I'm not into it.
And he's not punching down. Bernie Sanders. That's not punching.
That's punching up.
Yeah,
But I'm not into it.
No, it's hilarious, man. Watch it.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
I haven't liked anything
short.
He's done since Borat.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't like...
The Dictator? No.
Yeah.
No.
It sucks he pulled out of that Queen movie.
Yeah.
I'm glad he did.
Are you?
Yeah.
He would have been great.
Remy looks fantastic.
He does too, but...
Was he going to be Freddie Mercury?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's too tall.
Well, they could fix that.
He's too tall?
They'll fix it in post.
Isn't he too tall?
Yeah.
I thought Freddie Mercury was tall.
He's not 6 foot five.
I mean, Brian May's tall.
Yeah. Well, the hair.
Remy Malek looks really short,
6'5", 6'9".
Remy Malek looks great in all the previews.
Yeah.
But I really haven't liked anything that Borat has done since Borat. I didn't like that Bruno movie.
Give me your tears, Gypsy.
Bruno wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was awful. All right, let's see. I watched Justice League, speaking of awful movies that weren't awful.
So you liked it?
I can't believe people trashed that movie. It had a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah.
And there weren't 8 million different characters, and it wasn't loud and obnoxious like a Marvel movie. I thought it was good.
Was there any enhanced breasts?
Gal Gadot.
I read a countdown of all the, there's like 100 Marvel movies or something, maybe there's 50 or something like that, you mm-hmm. know, like from the minuscule ones to the big ones.
Uh-huh.
And they had that, it was 1, 2, or 3, I think. They said it was a
Justice
really
League?
Good movie.
Yeah.
Said it was a really good movie.
I it was fucking good. With Superman that comes back to life and he's freaking out, so he just starts beating the shit out of everybody. And
why do you think people were ragging on it?
Because it wasn't Marvel.
It's not, yeah, it's not as good as the Marvel movies, right. But it's good.
It was a good self-contained little film. Yeah. It picks up right at the end of Batman versus Superman, which also wasn't as awful as I said it was. It was too long.
Should have had Green Lantern in it, though.
That's the thing. I'm like bummed out. I like Green Lantern, and I can't wait till they have him in the movies. You know, not the shitty one that was already made.
It's going to be the Jon Stewart Green Lantern, though, because of Ryan Reynolds' movie. But you got to see Deadpool 2.
Jon Stewart from...
Jon Stewart, the Black Green Lantern.
Oh, okay.
Not that Jon Stewart.
Well, yeah, in Deadpool 2, he kills.
he kills himself when he's reading the. Yeah.
I haven't seen Deadpool 2.
You're welcome, Canada.
Yet. Yeah.
Well, that's a spoiler shit. So.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. All right. What else did I watch? I watched, of course, Preacher. I watched The Last Movie Star, which was sad. But
oh yeah,
beautiful.
I wanted to ask
so
you about
fucking
that.
Good man.
Did you know about that?
The Star.
No, The Last Movie Star with Burt Reynolds.
Oh no,
it's with Burt Reynolds, right?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Yeah, he'd be all over that.
And it has the kid from I'm Dying Up Here with the glasses who plays the mailman on the sitcom.
Yeah, Clark Duke.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's just a fun little... Oh, and what's her name? That little actress from...
Ariel Winter.
Yeah, she's interesting.
Oh, from
Modern Family.
Modern Family, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's...
Yeah?
Got big tits.
Does she have enhanced breasts?
She had them reduced.
Yeah, she had them reduced, man. Those
are
after the reduction.
Damn.
Is that the oldest daughter?
Middle daughter.
No, it's the middle daughter.
I don't watch Modern Family, so I don't know. But.
Middle kid.
And then, let's see, I listened to a couple podcasts. The you must remember this. The most recent season is great. It's debunking Kenneth Anger and the Hollywood Babylon book with facts. This most recent one is Fatty Arbuckle, if you're familiar with that. It's one of the first big Hollywood scandals.
I forget what it's about,
but
I remember.
Did he kill that lady or not?
Well, they don't really know, but... The gossip magazines are the ones that said that he shoved a Coke bottle up inside of her, and she died of peritonitis, but they don't know how.
Oh,
so, but it's interesting. Give it a listen. Even you know, Karina Longworth is. You must remember this. Join me, won't you? She enunciates everything. Yeah. She's a very good storyteller. So,
what was the Manson one? Was before right?
Manson one was a couple years ago, for 2015.
Yeah, I listened
to that.
Fucking
great.
Yeah, that was good.
I mean, it's very informative.
And that's produced in town, right? That's
No, she does it in L.A. I believe.
Really?
I don't know. She might be here. You can look into that. I don't know. If she is, we'll have her here. The Gilbert, this is, I won't spoil it.
I changed my staff pick because I saw you wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it yet.
Well, then that'll be my staff pick then. Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast with Doug Benson is so funny. I love it when they have contemporary comedians on that get them and they get him.
Right.
And it just flows and it's really, really funny. And you hear a lot of good old Hollywood stories and recent Hollywood stories. And then after all that, I spent the week researching Afrofuturism and science fiction of the diaspora.
Oh, because of...
last week.
Yeah, she was great, man.
She was. She was very interesting.
Lisa?
Yeah, a lot of the radios kind of dug that show.
I liked it.
It was great.
It was something different.
Yeah, she was great because, I mean, super smart, obviously, knows her shit.
Yeah,
and,
way too smart for us, fuck.
Well, but you guys kept up just fine, and I think it sounded like she was really enjoying herself being here.
Yeah, good.
I think she sent Steph a note saying that she had fun.
Good.
Nice.
I talked to Frank Santopadre on Facebook.
Oh, yeah?
Just a little bit.
Oh, really?
About what?
I was trying to get him to have Pamela Friedlin. Mm-hmm. Do you remember? Do you know who that is? She played Felix Unger's daughter on The Odd Couple.
Oh, yeah.
She was on a ton of shit in the 70s and maybe early 80s.
What'd he say?
He's like, yeah, we'll think about it, but they lost their studio. The Nutmeg closed down.
Oh, they'll find it.
Yeah.
Should move it down here.
All right.
Hello?
My name's Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Have you ever seen a farm birth where they have to use chains and ropes?
Have I ever seen a what?
A farm birth where they have to use chains and ropes.
No.
I wrestled a bear once.
Oh, you did?
750-pound black bear.
Wow.
They got a big turkey neck, and they rubbed the turkey fat all over my body and put me in a ring with a bear.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm allergic to bear spit.
You're allergic to what?
Bear spit.
Oh.
I would like you to rub me on the top of my thighs.
What?
I would like you to rub me on the top of my thighs.
Would you like to set up an appointment?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
Sometimes I just don't know what to do. And when I don't know what to do, I make that sound because that clears my mind of all obstacles that really aren't there.
Did you see our ad on the computer, or did you have a card? Or
what? God, I was wrong.
Yeah, hello?
Like a frog in a bowl of rice wanting to have a menage a trois wearing a helmet. Hello?
It's 6:35 in the morning.
I'm getting hungry, Jeff.
You listening?
There's no ice cream this week.
To Vanilla Bean and Chocolisha.
Oh, I'm here, Daddy.
Ooh, that's right. We're America's number one transracial radio morning show.
Ooh, you know you like this chocolate cake.
How do you like my fade today, Chocolisha?
Ooh, it's as smooth as my chocolate pudding, baby.
Ooh, that pudding. I like getting in there and swirling that pudding. You know what I like when I get the skin on it?
Ooh, you like this chocolate skin.
I like it when it get a skin and you peel it back and it's juicy chocolate inside.
Ooh, peel that chocolate pudding skin off my skin.
It's 6:38 in the morning.
What?
WFUK. It's time for Hot Hollywood Poop. All the hottest celebrity bullshit in the world. Right here on Vanilla Bean and Chocolisha, America's number one transracial radio morning show. What you got for me? Two scoops of bullshit.
Ooh, Meghan Markle, that little piece of chocolate.
Ooh,
cake.
She transracial.
Her daddy, her real daddy, is asking her the royal family to talk to him.
Yeah.
Ooh, she don't want to talk to her daddy.
Why is that, baby?
Ooh, I don't know. I think he might not be a nice guy.
That's
you know, he need to treat her special, like you treat me, baby.
Oh, you know it, baby. When I put you on a yacht, you bring back all the bling. Meghan Markle, married up. That's right. The best thing you could do, if you want a show called Suits, is marry a prince.
Is she a princess, baby?
Ooh, I don't know, but I know she ain't no lady.
Ooh, no.
What else
she
you got?
She too thin.
Give me another scoop of Hollywood poop.
There's a lot of people who ain't gonna be at that San Diego Comic-Con.
Ooh, tell me why.
There ain't gonna be no Game of Thrones, baby.
Ooh, that's gotta hurt for them nerds out there.
Ooh, ain't nobody gonna be there for Marvel.
There ain't no black people on that show.
Ain't no... What about Doctor Who?
Wait a minute now. You telling me there ain't gonna be no Marvel people at the San Diego Comic-Con?
Where they going, baby?
What Comic-Con are they going to? Ooh.
They ain't gonna go to no Comic-Con, why, Daddy, because ain't nobody tell them what to do.
Why ain't Marvel gonna be there, did they say?
Oh, Daddy, you know I don't read these articles.
I know where they're going to Wakanda.
Wakanda?
They're having Wakanda Comic-Con. Wakanda-Con.
Wakanda-Con.
Everybody going there. Like I can afford a plane ticket to some kingdom in the middle of Africa. Vanilla Bean and Chocolisha don't make a lot of money. It ain't fair. I don't like the fact that they're having Wakanda-Con.
This might be a good time to mention the Patreon page.
Who is this white piece of shit?
Shut the fuck up.
I'm the producer on this show.
Shut the fuck up.
I'll go back out. Thank you.
Yeah, get out of here.
I'm out. Thank you.
Ooh, Ernie. He almost ruined
I'm really leaving.
Daddy.
That's Ernie Justine, our producer.
He brings us the money, but he is so stupid.
Yeah, he a good guy. You got any more scoops of Hollywood poop? Chuck Leisha.
There's a place in France. It's like a cafe or something. I don't
Do
know.
Do the ladies
where
wear no pants?
Elton John was there, and so was Bono.
What was
and
they doing?
And then Jay-Z and Beyonce came, and they probably like, where the fuck is this? I don't give a shit about this white-ass shit.
Oh, you know, Jay-Z show up and be like, look at that homosexual Elton John and that other homosexual Bono.
I like that.
I thought Bono died in a skiing accident.
I don't care if you're gay, but you know.
Yeah, I don't mind a
little. Don't put it in my face.
I did some jail time. You know, you got to do what you got to do. But Chuck Leisha, didn't Bono die in a skiing accident?
Probably. That's what I heard.
Now he walking around.
Look at him thinking he's so... Ooh, you know what white dude I actually do like?
Who that?
It's Jeff Goldblum.
Ooh, he is physique personified.
Ooh, baby.
What's he up to these days?
I've been playing piano.
What is this asshole doing here?
I thought you wanted
Ernie,
to meet me.
Ernie, get the fuck out of the studio. We don't need your wacky voices. This is Hollywood poop. Ooh, squirt out one more story. Sit down and squeeze out that last story till it plop into the bowl.
You're talking about that giant balloon?
He knocked a hole in my chocolate
pudding. Yeah, that giant Jeff Goldblum balloon.
That's right, Daddy. Oh, who's there?
Yeah.
Who's that talking? Who's there?
Ooh, that's Smooth Jeff.
Ooh, Smooth Jeff.
He answers the phone.
Jeff Goldblum.
He run the board.
I like that, Daddy.
Yeah.
I saw a story where he's a 25-foot Jeff Goldblum statue in London, England.
Ooh, talk about it.
Oh, he's so sexy. God. Ooh, he's looking at me like,
damn, I love me some Jeff Goldblum.
What I wouldn't do to that chocolate brownie.
Ooh, the best work he ever done was Earth Girls Are Easy.
You know, I don't know if he white or not. He kind of looked like a caramel pecan color or something.
Yeah, he got a good tan.
Ooh, I like it.
Life finds
a
way.
I could get up in that.
Life finds a way.
You think he's soft in the middle?
I think he could thrust it in.
Ooh, Daddy.
That statue is Brexy.
Okay, you got one more scoop.
Good one, Jeff.
You got one more Hollywood poop story to drop into that toilet of my life. Now, don't be corny. Don't be corny. I want to hear it with every fiber of my being.
No corn in the bowl.
It's sexy if you like shit.
Oh, you like a shitty story? You want to hear that shitty story?
Oh, make it shitty.
I'm going to give it to you. Oh, are you ready?
God damn, I'm ready.
You know that little white boy, David Spade?
Yeah.
Oh, he's still talking to that blonde bitch, Heather Locklear.
Ooh, she in and out of jail.
You know what he said about her?
What he say?
He says she's in a tough situation.
Ooh, slam from David Spade. Damn.
Ooh, that's a gooey chocolate caramel fantasy if I ever saw one.
I'm going to put some sprinkles on top of that hot Hollywood poop. Thank you very much, Chuck Leisha. We'll be back next time. You've been listening to Vanilla Bean and Chuck Leisha, Hot Hollywood Poop, America's number one transracial morning show right here on WFUK. I'm out. Oh, thank you very much.
Views and opinions of Chuck Leisha and Vanilla Bean, their own.
What the fuck is this asshole?
Hey, Chuck Leisha.
Not the views of this particular station. Thank you.
Get the fuck out of here.
What?
I'm going to give you my number.
Yeah?
And now I'm talking to Chuck Leisha.
Oh, Daddy.
I'm going to give you my number.
What's that?
You just give me a call sometimes.
Ooh, is
maybe
it
late
local
at night,
Daddy?
You know.
Who invited this guy in the studio?
Caller 69 gets a pair of Chuck Leisha's panties that she farted in for 2 days.
Or I'm a 770.
I'm in a 404.
A security badge.
Ooh, that's old school, Daddy.
You know it.
Get the fuck out of here. All right, what are we going to do next? Jeff, you want to do some stories?
You want to do the game?
Yeah, let's do the game. We'll skip the news stories.
Let's do the game.
What game do you want to do?
All right.
All right, hang on a minute. I got to do it properly.
A new old one. Do you want me to describe it first before you do the intro or what? What we're doing here?
No, we're going to do the intro and then.
Go for it.
Ooh, that fucking funky music still playing. Shit. All right, hang on a minute. Let's. You know we don't do this. Okay, here we go.
Thirsty.
Go get a drink.
Okay.
grab the what?
Your balls.
And liquor?
Come on, you know the old name of me and Brian's short-lived podcast from a few years ago.
What was it called?
It was called Grab Your Balls, Let's Talk Sports.
I like that.
Our sports podcast that we had.
Giblets.
It was a good show.
Did you get a drink, Autumn?
Yes, I'm back.
Hello. Okay, good. We're going to play a little game called...
Tackling Terms.
Tackling Terms.
Which is a game we used to play on that podcast.
Okay.
That was fun. Made me look like an asshole.
Right.
And now we're going to try to make me look like an asshole again.
Okay.
And the reason is, it's a very simple game.
Yes.
Brian comes up with a sports term. Some terminology.
Some slang, you know.
That's, you know, maybe not full-on mainstream, right?
Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly. The thing is I don't know shit about sports. I don't know shit. I don't know anything.
Okay.
Which made it odd when he approached me about doing a sports podcast.
I wanted to produce.
Years ago.
Right.
Not host.
But I was really good at these games, so.
He was our hot chick in the studio.
That's right.
You're the hot chick now.
So I asked Autumn what her... sports terminology knowledge is.
Yeah. Yes.
And is it high, low?
It's very low.
Yeah.
I mean,
you probably got
par
me.
For the course.
She went shopping for a football bat the other day.
That's how bad I am. That's an example of I would be in Target going, I'm supposed to get a football bat or something.
Football bat.
So I thought maybe she and I could play.
All right.
Compete, maybe? I don't know how it'll work.
Excited.
So he'll give a term. Tim, you and Jeff will most likely know what this is. And Autumn and I will get a point if we can guess the correct sport that it's from.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And I guess whoever shouts it out first and is right.
Do we want to do it like that?
And then a second point if...
Or do we want to give you each a chance to...
Well, no. I mean, if she says baseball and she's right, that's it. I'm done. No.
Yeah, but you won't know if it's right or not.
Let's say if you call out the wrong one, then you can't answer again.
What?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's make this
as simple as possible.
But
It'll work out. It'll work itself out.
Yeah, but then you'll know it's the wrong one. I think that we should both give our answers.
Yes.
I agree.
And then he'll tell us.
Are there two steps to
this? I agree with that.
Yes. What's the second step?
The second step is explaining what the term means.
Okay so I think we should say what sport we think it is
and
say what it means. We should individually do that, and
I agree.
Then you'll say who is right.
Okay.
I like that.
It's like Liars Club.
I mean, I'm going to trust that, if you're like, you know, soccer, Ira's not going to be like, oh, shit, I was thinking tennis, you know. All right, yeah, soccer.
We could both play soccer, but we could say it's different things.
That's true.
Right. All right. Okay. Just do it. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Just do it.
How many questions do we have?
I have two terms. All right. I just brought two because I was like, you know.
Right on.
We'll do them both. I'll start with the one I think might be easier first.
Okay.
That sounds okay.
Yeah, we'll ease into it.
We'll ease into it.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, wait.
Now, if you know what it is, you have to come clean, though.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, if you really know.
You're not talking to Chocolisha now.
Oh, no.
And she don't come clean.
She don't come clean.
She's squirt everywhere.
Daddy, you better break. No. This is like that guy that smashed the watermelon.
Gallagher.
Yeah, you got a Gallagher show, baby.
You got to wear a raincoat around her. Yeah.
And Gallagher, too.
All right, let's go with the game.
All right.
All right.
What's the term?
The first. This has been a long time.
Yeah, go for it.
The term is hard count.
Ooh, hard count. Chocolisha likes that.
I know. I must have known I was going to be on with Chocolisha now.
All right, Autumn.
Okay, a hard count is...
Well, what sport, first of all?
Baseball.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's hard count. It comes down to how long you have to throw the ball from the pitcher. So like there's a time, right? However long
don't watch sports.
Is that a
thing? Go ahead. Continue,
you can just hang out with the ball as the pitcher for however long you want. I feel like there's a timing, right?
Sure.
Okay.
I think that's the hard count. You
all right, Ira?
Watch the hard count.
Sweet. So cute.
I obviously don't know. he used to call me cute when we used to play this.
Sorry. You're like a delicate little bird.
Right. He used to call me a delicate little flower. Yeah, no, I don't know what it is. And I am not a real man, as most of you have already realized that already. So you said baseball, right?
Yeah.
She did.
I'm going to say football. And I'm going to say the hard count is when one of the teams is trailing by a certain amount of points.
Interesting.
Somehow, and there's like a certain amount of points that they need to get to to overcome the blah 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 blah.
This is when it gets so when they try to they're looking in my eye. You know, see, April doesn't have that. She's not looking in my eyes.
All right,
I'm
so
like,
just tell us whether who's right on
Amber?
The sport.
Amber, I'm sorry. Oh gosh, I'm sorry.
Autumn.
Oh, God.
What did you call it?
April.
Oh yeah, April.
I've been called Amber and April my whole life. It's okay.
See.
Chocolates will fuck me up, man.
That's right. I got you flustered.
Shut up, Meadow.
Yeah.
Meadow.
Fielder.
What do we do? So do
right,
we
so
reveal?
Now, yeah.
Who's more
so
right?
Ira.
I'm going to say
Ira
gets
a point.
Point.
Yeah, Ira gets a point for
football.
It is football. But
are we both wrong?
Well, you didn't
explain it. As
far as
the
right.
description goes.
Yeah,
yeah
the description was.
So do you want to try to give us hints so we can try to get it?
No.
No, what is it?
Just explain what it is.
Okay. A hard count is, you know, the quarterback gets under center, you know, to receive the
blue
the
82,
ball. And so he's going to do his, you know, his count just like.
Can you dumb this down a little bit, please?
He's behind the guy, right?
And a hard
he's
count would be
with a snap.
Yeah. He tries to do like a quick, loud, hard like signal that he's going to get the receive the hike to draw the other team off sides. Yeah,
right. Like that when they say like B-42.
Yeah, he'll do like a hut hut hut. And you know, yeah. And then
Omaha,
they won't
Omaha!
Hike it, yes. You know, yep. Something like that.
That's
all right,
that's
very
a
good.
Hard count.
See, and
all right,
they say and we don't learn things on this show.
There's really no time.
It has nothing to do
with
Dracula
for the pitcher
or
there's
erections.
No, the pitcher can. I mean, you know, they do have integrity to the game, but you know,
there's no count. You can,
there's no count.
Right.
No, but the pitcher has to go through with their entire pitching motion or it's something else.
Once they start the motion, then it would be
don't
a ball.
Say
the,
don't say, oh.
Oh, sorry.
You ruined the term. We can't play that term.
No, we're not playing that.
I won't remember.
They do have new rules now. You can't call timeout all the time.
That's true,
if
yeah.
you're a batter. What's the next one?
All right, the next the term is the golden sombrero.
Whoa!
Chocolisha would like
first,
that too.
Since you got the point.
Yeah, I
golden sombrero. Golden
Chocolisha,
sombrero.
This ain't related to no golden shower. No.
I obviously don't know.
It's the hat I wear when I get pissed on.
Now, do you guys both know what this is?
I don't.
No, this is a new one to me.
Oh, really? So they don't even know.
Wow. Okay.
Shit. That's tough then.
That means it's high lie.
Golden? Nah, you wouldn't go high. It's major
high
sports,
yeah.
Right?
Sesta?
It's pretty major sports.
What?
Major sports, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The four major. Yeah.
Yeah.
Golden sombrero. The golden sombrero. Just hold on
what
a second.
What are all the sports?
I'm going to say it's basketball.
You got your basketball.
I'm going to say it's basketball.
You got your fucking... You're going to say it's what?
Basketball.
Basketball.
I know what it is.
Do you?
Yes. Go, Ira. Hurry.
She's looking up on that internet.
And I'm going to say it's the little circle on the court. With the free throw circle there.
Oh, you're saying basketball and that's
basketball.
That's the golden sombrero.
The circle.
The little circle.
Oh my God, I know what it is.
Where they shoot
you
the
know what it is?
From?
I know what you're saying.
I think I have a really good
so
idea.
There's the foul. There's the foul line. I mean, there's the free throw line, and then there's that circle that goes around. Yeah.
That's a good guess.
He's like, yeah.
Let's wait and
don't
see.
Don't say but no. You can't give it away. You have
I
to
didn't
say,
but
okay,
no.
Interesting.
Well, he's got a weird look on his face.
I'm waiting for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Go for it.
I think it is also basketball.
Ooh.
And I think it is when you slam dunk and then you put your head through the the net and the glass behind
you.
Got
it.
And the glass breaks.
Really?
Ding.
That's
ding.
It?
No, that's not it.
Oh,
no.
come on.
That
would have been awesome.
One,
that's good though, yeah.
Okay,
no,
it?
it's baseball.
Yeah.
And if a batter goes typically, it's like you go like 0-for-4, no hits. It's the golden sombrero
because it's like
why?
A big zero.
Oh, because it's a zero.
Yeah,
it's a big zero
because
it's
an over.
That is
you know that is derogatory towards Mexicans.
It's because scoring 3 goals in hockey is called a hat trick, and they used to call it a bigger hat trick to strike out 4 times, and they call it the golden sombrero.
I see.
I just read that on Wikipedia.
Looked it up.
Here you go.
All right,
really
tackling
fun.
Terms.
Good game. I like
yeah,
that
good.
Game.
Nice.
Thank you.
Play that again sometime.
Thank you.
Oh.
By the way, you're thinking you're that little circle there.
Yeah.
That would be the edge of that circle would be the top of the key. I think they call that in basketball.
Yeah.
Did you guys know?
Yeah. Yeah. I figured. Yeah.
Yeah.
Figured that's where I was.
Tim was like,
top of the key.
Well, that was good.
Top of the key.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. My beard is itching.
You don't know this guy.
You don't know me? No, I don't know you either.
He never met you.
Sports is fun. I like sports.
Do you ever use a red box?
No.
Like the movie thing in the...
Oh, yeah.
He's the little troll that lives in the box.
Oh, there's a little troll in there?
There's a... him.
Wow, I didn't even know.
It's me. I live in a red box. I do, and I gotta be masturbating with a pencil, but that doesn't matter. We're gonna talk about three new movies that are currently in the red box. The first one is called Rampage. Dwayne The Rock Johnson stars as a primatologist named Davis Akoi, a man who keeps people at a distance but shares an unshakable bond with George, the extraordinarily intelligent, well-endowed, incredibly rare albino silverback gorilla who's been in his care since he was rescued as a young orphan. But a rogue genetic experiment gone awry mutates this gentle ape into a raging creature who runs around raping people. To make matters worse, it's soon discovered there are other big dick gorillas. As these newly created alpha apes make their way across North America fucking everything in their path, Akoi teams up with noted zoophiliac Becky Whiteass to calm the amorous ape. Will enough gorillas gate Becky in time to halt a global catastrophe? Can she shake the fearsome creature that once Davis's friend? Rent Rampage now to find out, starring The Rock, Allison Mack, and Benicio Del Toro as George, the ass-fucking albino ape.
Hey, sir, did you also work in the Rampage video arcade machine, too?
No.
You never worked in any video game? It's the same size as a red box.
I don't know.
You never did that type of work? Someone's got to take those quarters. Yeah. Well, anyway.
Take a quarter. You can put it in my coin slot. I feel pretty. This movie's about a fat lady who struggles with feelings of insecurity and inadequacy on a daily basis because she's too lazy to exercise, eat right, and improve herself. While she wakes from an ice cream-induced sugar coma, believing she is suddenly the most beautiful and capable woman on the planet. With this newfound delusional confidence, she's empowered to live her life fearlessly and flawlessly. But what will happen when she realizes her appearance never changed? I know. She'll blame everyone else and make a movie about how to empower fat chicks. Starring some fat chick.
Oh, jeez.
And Benicio Del Toro as a dozen hot Krispy Kreme donuts.
He's always in everything.
The last one, A Quiet Place. Brad and Kelly are two high school seniors looking for a place to screw where they won't be bothered by their parents. Or their siblings. Or Kelly's beloved pedophile uncle Carter. Hijinks ensue as the young couple try to bone in every conceivable space imaginable, from a backyard tool shed to a recently emptied restaurant grease trap, to be bothered by loud interlopers and Uncle Carter and his ever-present camera and unzipped pants. Starring Matt Smith, Donna Brazile, and Benicio Del Toro as Uncle Carter.
I would watch that.
So that's what's the latest in the Redbox. Wow.
See you there, trolley.
Redbox. Yeah, I would rent all those movies.
Did you see A Quiet Place for real?
No, Jeff saw it.
Yeah, I saw it.
I saw it. Don't spoil anything I'm going to watch.
Yeah, me too.
Let's do staff picks and get the hell out of here. I'll do mine real quick. I already mentioned it. Gilbert Gottfried's Jeff. Sorry, I didn't mean to steal it, but
I saw you wanted to talk about it, so I changed mine.
Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal podcast with comedian Doug Benson. It just makes me want to listen to all of his podcasts, so I'm going to subscribe and start listening because I like him. I just haven't gotten into his podcast. So, by the way, I got to back up for a second. We have a review.
Read your reviews.
Rate
your reviews.
All right. This comes from Eric Maelstrom. Did he say who he wanted me? Oh, he wants Autumn to do it. All right. I'm going to email to Autumn real quick. We'll finish staff picks and then she'll read the review.
She can't get in the dock?
Well, I'm
in the dock.
She's in the dock.
All right. Well, let's give her a chance to read it. Anyway, that's my staff pick. Jeff, you go.
My staff pick is called, it's a book.
I should have told you.
It's called Ghostbuster's Daughter, Life with My Dad, Harold Ramis.
Yeah.
By Violet Ramis Steele.
Oh.
And it's really good. It's just about growing up with Harold Ramis as her dad, and it ends, sadly.
No, well, yeah. It's well written, I guess.
Yeah, well written. And you learn about just what life was like. And
Ghostbuster's Daughter.
Yeah. But she talks about visiting the set during all her dad's movies and like Meatballs and Ghostbusters and Groundhog Day and all that stuff, and just he had a pretty unconventional life. Like his wife was like a really weird kind of artist type, who kind of like checked out from the family to do her own thing.
Wow.
And you probably knew it, you know, it was common knowledge that he divorced her or whatever, and he ended up having a baby with Amy Heckerling.
Oh wow.
And then he got remarried. Yeah, so that Amy Heckerling's daughter is Harold Ramis's daughter also, which
Amy Heckerling. Heckerling.
But yeah, you learn a lot of crazy stuff like that, and she talks about the falling out of between her dad and Bill Murray during Groundhog Day.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
Did Harold Ramis direct it?
Directed Groundhog Day. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that was a rough shoot.
He and Bill got into a big fight during Groundhog Day, and Bill didn't talk to him for 20 years.
Holy shit. Groundhog Day. But did they make up?
Yeah, they made up.
Oh, wait, I guess I'll have to read the book.
Yeah, read the book. Wow. It's called Ghostbusters Daughter, Life of My Dad, Harold Ramis.
All right. Ira.
Well, I didn't have any film or TV because we talked about everything that I'm watching. I haven't been watching much. So the only thing I could come up with is last summer I got into a Red Hare Brewery beer. You know Red Hare. They're out of Marietta, right? You've heard of them. So they released this sour beer, which I'm not big on.
I like the sour beers.
I like some, but they released a strawberry one called Bless Your Tart. And it tastes like you're drinking a strawberry soda.
Wow. Yeah.
And I guess they released it in the summer, so it's back. And I got a 6-pack the other night, and it's very refreshing.
Cool.
Very refreshing.
Where you get that 6-pack, Ira?
I got it at Publix, actually.
The new Publix over by us?
Yes, by us. And I guess you can go to the Red Hare Brewery in Marietta and get it as well, and everywhere else. So that's what I'm going to say as my staff pick, because why the fuck not?
Brian, do you have one?
I forgot to prep him for that.
Well, I just finished a series, The Americans.
Oh,
yeah, great show.
Yeah, I honestly think that was some of the best acting. I didn't
they got nominated
see
for some
any
Emmys
acting.
This year.
I never sensed any of the acting at all on that.
Well done show.
I really liked it. And I had started when it started. It was kind of similar thing.
Well, I'm still on season 3, so I'm working through it.
And for no particular reason, other than I think, you know, like a rehearsal night or something changed, and I just couldn't watch it anymore. But I loved that first season, and then I finally came. Now it's all out on Amazon Prime.
Right.
Great show.
So, yeah. It is. It's so good.
Trying to get my wife to watch it. Although she started watching Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah?
It was funny. Actually, we watched an episode and a half, and she goes, is this show just going to be violence and rape?
Yes.
And incest. Don't forget the incest.
Oh, yeah, I told her that.
who posted
sexy
on the Radio Shack that photo of Al Bundy sitting on the Game of Thrones?
I don't know.
I think it was did Dustin post that?
I don't know.
It's either Dustin or the fake Dustin or the fake...
fake Matt Talley.
Yeah.
Matt Talley.
Autumn, do you have a staff pick?
Well, I guess it might be a British baking show because I really thought that everyone was watching that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. It's so great. You'll love it.
Can you get baked and watch it?
Yeah, you have to.
No, you need to prepare. You need to go to Publix and get you something desserty,
like
and
a
then
ganache.
Bring it home with you, and then watch it, and then get baked, and then eat it.
Okay,
wow,
nice. All right, it sounds like a night.
Can I ask you guys a question about a show? Because I'm starting to hear about something that I had never heard of on Netflix. I think called The 100.
Oh, I love that show.
Oh,
is it good?
I've been watching that.
Thinking
since
about,
the beginning.
I need a show now. So
it's. It's still on now, and the new ones are just on now, and it's fallen off a little, but it's still very good. And it's like a sci-fi fantasy-esque show, and it's based on some either a book or a series of books that were.
What's the second season now?
I think it's fourth season now.
Sure. Oh wow!
But yeah,
I don't have time for that.
It's a commitment.
A lot of stuff has happened. Like it's a post-apocalyptic thing, and they were living on a space station.
Yeah,
and the 100 comes from they sent 100
kids back
to Earth to see if it was able
habitable
to be
again.
Yeah,
it's like a Lord of the Flies type thing.
Yeah, it is kind of like a Lord of the Flies thing. But then they find out it's habitable, and then they're like, oh, well, what do we do now? So they try to make it uninhabitable again by having this huge nuclear, like, winter storm kind of thing. And they've just gone through all that. So it's good. And the lead on the show, Eliza Taylor, is beautiful.
Mm.
She was supposed to come to Dragon Con last year, but she canceled at the last minute.
Did you guys see that How It Ends? Is on Netflix.
I keep seeing promos for it, but I've heard bad things about it.
Well, it looks just like a cheesy blockbuster. You know? With Forest Whitaker and But I'm still curious. It looks very Cloverfield-ish.
Right.
You know. Well, anyway. Well,
yeah, I recommend the 100 though to get into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Good.
I'll do it.
He's got a recommendation and a thing.
All right. We got a review to read. Autumn, you want to take it from here?
Hey, yeah. Hey, Michael Rooker. Listen to me now. I got something to say from this guy. I don't know what his stupid name. Eric Malmstrom or something.
Malmstrom.
Malmstrom.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. This is what he said. He said, hey, if I could only listen to one podcast, it would be this Radio Labyrinth there. I get all my TV viewing tip from him and I've been a Tim Andrews fan. I don't know who that is for a long time. I don't know who. Okay. Oh, hey, you know what he said? He said, for crying out loud, I finally got around to create an iTunes account just so I could rate and review the podcast. Looking forward to the live show. And that's it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
Five
you.
Stars.
Miles Michael Rooker.
Thank you, Mr. Rooker.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
Speaking of reviews, please go to iTunes and leave us 5 stars. It seems inconsequential, but it only takes a second, and it helps us out. You can also leave a review. In your review, specify a voice that you'd like either myself or Autumn to read. And if they allow you to do reviews on other platforms besides iTunes, you can do that as well. Don't forget, we have a live show this Sunday at Atlanta Euro and...
Pizza and Euro.
Pizza and Euro in Conyers. And, check it out. If you made it this far, then you heard the address, but I'll repeat it anyway. 1565 Highway 1Z38. What the fuck does that say? Why does it say high... That's
big, yeah. Look it up. It's Atlanta Pizza and... Gyro.
Ain't nobody writing this down. They're just going to Google it.
I don't know where that happened.
It's Atlanta Pizza and Gyro in Conyers.
Yeah, go
Georgia.
There. Go there.
You'll find it.
And all the details are available. So check it out. Thank you, Brian. What do you
want? You want to mention the prizes?
Like Highway 1Z8. What the That's fuck? One
there was a typo there. I already mentioned all
that. I know. I just thought I was.
Oh, you did the prizes?
Yeah, I was going to ask if we could promote this benefit show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For Friday night. You want to do that now or you want to keep.
Well, no, we're done. So let's do the plug.
All right. What do you think?
Cool.
So the
one of the reasons thank Brian came, and then give him a plug.
And then give him okay, gotcha.
He had it.
Let Daddy okay, run the show.
Yeah, yeah. Go do your thing.
Go ahead.
This Friday, July 20th, which happens to be Chris Cornell's birthday.
Which is probably when you're listening to this right now.
Yeah. So tonight, you can come by Venkman's starting at 8 o'clock. I think tickets
that's
are
a great
$10.
Oh,
yeah, a really nice venue. And it is the second annual Chris Cornell tribute,
It's been 2 years?
Yeah. It's been just over a year.
Okay.
Because he passed, I think, May 18th of
17th. Okay, so it's a
year. So, yeah. And so the first one was last year at the Dixie Tavern, and it was organized in a very short period of time because this girl that I play with, she was a huge fan. And anyhow, so she started this charity event last year and organized it in just a couple months and you know, had like... couple hundred people out and a bunch of great musicians and just doing all of his, you know, songs from Soundgarden to Audioslave to, you know, just bunch of tunes, a lot of great musicians.
Well, you should mention what the charity
it is. Yeah, and it's all for charity. All the proceeds go to Nucci's Space. It's NUCIS.org, actually. I think it's Nucci.org. And it's local, based out of Athens, and they, you know, work to help prevent suicide and help people, you know, with mental health issues and I think drug and alcohol problems as well. But I think a couple who lost a child to suicide that attended UGA, who was a musician, they started it. So it all goes to a good charity there. And there's going to be some silent auctions going on. We've got some merchandise from like Collective Soul and Zach Brown Band and stuff like that out there.
It was a big event last year. It'll probably be real big.
Venkman's is an awesome venue for music too. Yeah. They got a nice stage there. You can see from all the tables and all the standing room only seats are all have a real good view of where the musicians play.
It's a classy joint,
and the food's real good there too. Even though Nick Melvin left as the chef there, but it's still really good. The food.
Brian,
there'll be some incredible singers out there. I mean, because
get all the info and links and everything to Ira, and I'll put them in the show notes. So everything will be in the show notes. thank you for coming on.
Thank
that
you.
That was a fun game. We'd like to play that again sometime.
Cool.
Thanks for letting us do that.
Glad you're back. Love the Ira story. I mean, I love the
Artie. The Artie Ira story?
I loved Artie's Ira story.
Maybe Maybe I'll post that picture.
You should have
send that to me and we'll put it on.
Should have told the Artie story as Maniscalco.
Yes.
I would have been good.
Jeff?
I would have been good.
Thanks for nothing.
Yeah, thanks.
No, love everybody. All right, thank you, Autumn. We will be back.
We'll see you Sunday.
We'll see you Sunday.
Yay. Holy shit.
That show will be available next week.
That is going to be awesome.
I'm working on trying to get a comedian to come on the show next Wednesday night, so if I can arrange it and you want to be here, you can come to the show. Autumn, you'd enjoy this one, so...
Oh, yeah?
I'd have her on the phone as well.
Nobody I know?
Exciting.
Craig Gass, if we can get him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's coming next Wednesday?
I asked him if he would, and he said if it doesn't conflict with anything, he'd love to. So
all right.
I'll follow up with him again over the weekend. We'll see you at the show, and if we don't see you, you'll hear us on here. And
looking forward to seeing you fucking radios, huh?
We will talk to you when we talk to you. Until then, please remember to
keep it canon.